Welcome to the Magic and Mindfulness Podcast. You're joining me, Amy Maxwell, on my journey of understanding the world of light magic in order to cultivate mindful living. I'm so excited for you to join me on this path of discovery.
Hey beautiful people, I hope you've been enjoying listening to the podcast over the last year because I've loved creating it and sharing my journey with you all. I've also loved hearing all of your stories of how you're moving through your own spiritual path or just general curiosity into this space. So today I'm here to share an update of what's been happening to me on my path of spiritual awakening. But before I do that, I wanted to share something really exciting with you all that's launching now. So I've been trying to find a way to really build on this community aspect of the podcast because so many of you have reached out to me asking questions or wanting to go deeper into some of the topics that we've covered within the podcast and also just speak to other like-minded followers and be held within a safe space of modern mystics. So I'm really excited to tell you that we're launching an even more connected community for the Magic and Mindfulness podcast through a monthly Patreon subscription service. So you'll have access to a closed community container where you can access more content, share your own stories or questions, and go more in depth into conversations that can be held within the space and for the rest of the community. You'll also receive exclusive newsletters, including discount codes for events and products, access to a practical magic library, which I'm very excited about, which will contain monthly spells, activations, rituals, and journaling exercises. Plus, every month, an exclusive podcast episode on the topic of discussion, which will be available only for this community. And I put the link in the show notes for you to click on and check it out. We'd love to see some of you there. And throughout the next month, I'm going to be sharing in the upcoming bi-weekly episodes some topics of conversation and themes that you'll be able to access within the Magic and Mindfulness community space. So you'll be able to pick up some inspiration and nuggets of knowledge throughout the regular podcast. But if you're just craving for more content and more in depth of a deep dive, then maybe this subscription service is for you. Also, never fear, there will be more of the regular podcast format coming your way for a season 3 soon. I've loved hearing all of your feedback on what you'd like to hear more of for next time. It's all noted and I'm planning the content as we speak. So big love to you all for tuning in throughout the seasons. Expect more magic, as always, coming your way soon. Okay, so I'll link the subscription service in the show notes for you to check out. In the meantime, I'm also here to tell you the story of what has been happening to me behind the scenes after the recording of the second season of the podcast. To be honest, I thought my awakening had ended, but it seems the universe has had other plans for me. So I'm going to take you through my whole story of where I'm at with it right now. So I've shared on the podcast my beginning of my spiritual awakening that happened in 2020, but I feel like it's good to just take like a full recap of what's been happening in the last couple of years. So those of you who maybe have been following the podcast for a while will have heard this part before, but just for those who haven't, I'll just kind of recap and you can always go back into previous episodes and take more of a listen. But basically my awakening that I've been calling it happened in 2020 when my dog died kind of unexpectedly. And yeah, it was just a very sad time. I was dealing with a lot. Obviously, those who have had people pass away in their lives know the grief that you feel when this happens. And for me, it was really with my dog. He was really like my best friend. I called him like my spiritual soul, my best friend. And yeah, when he passed away, we had to put him down. It was in our home. He was the really sweetest, kindest soul. And when he passed away, I felt this, what can only be described as this thump in my chest, in my heart space, as his soul left his physical body. And this was something that my husband also felt at the time as well. We were both in the room when he passed away. And we both looked at each other like, whoa, did you feel that? It was this like thump of energy. And I truly believe that that was a sign from the universe, from him, that we were kind of forever connected, or in our next life, in our next lifetime, that we would be, yeah, kind of connected souls. That's how I deeply feel. And after that kind of literally like thump, it kind of catapulted me into a thump into reality, where ever since that thump or awakening, whatever you want to call it, really, it just made me reassess everything in my life. So yeah, those of you who've been following the podcast that heard that I also kind of was really struggling to keep my full-time corporate job. I started to really assess other things in my life, situations, lots of personal things that, to be honest, they're a little bit too deep to go into this podcast, but it wasn't a very pretty picture, I have to say. The one thing that did come out of it, though, that was truly amazing, and, you know, I've been working with this for the last few years, has been this podcast. So after this like big thump of slap back to reality, what are you doing with your life? And after I started to assess things, I really wanted to explore what was happening to me. And I know that you can not always find answers and you don't always need to find answers, but I feel like this led me to my purpose of creating this podcast, to connect to other people, to connect to this space of magic. And through that magic or practice helped me to really kind of carve out space for mindfulness within my day. So I started to tap into modalities that just opened this whole new world for me and just allowed me to connect more to myself and find my own magic. So that happened in 2020. And I kind of thought that that was it really for my awakening. I didn't expect anything else to really happen. I just thought, you know, I was going to kind of continue on with the podcast. But then, taking us up to current like sort of day, I finished recording season two. At the end of season two, I kind of felt like I didn't really know what was coming, or I didn't really know what to do next. I know that we all feel like that sometimes, just a bit stuck, even though if we're, you know, feeling like we're more aligned to our purpose, we're just not sure what's coming next. Or like, I was really looking for a sign from the universe to just kind of point me in the right direction. So I did what any modern mystic would do. I went to see a psychic to ask for answers. So maybe you've listened to the episode with Emma Griffin, also known as Sacred Space, from her Instagram. I interviewed her for the opening of season two. And a few of you had actually gone to Emma for some psychic readings or medicine readings, that she calls them. And I thought, yeah, why not? I've also had a few other psychic readings now, but I haven't had one with Emma. So I booked in a psychic reading with Emma, and it was not what I expected. She actually told me that I needed to kind of do this solo episode and kind of continue sharing my story on my spiritual awakening. And at the time of the reading, Emma, I hope you don't mind me sharing this, but now it all makes sense, of course. But I was like, what do you mean? I've already shared my spiritual awakening. Like, there's nothing else that I could really share. Or I felt like there wasn't really, yeah, anything else for me to put out there in terms of my own story. But then literally 2 weeks after that reading with Emma, I was going to Sri Lanka on a yoga teacher training. It was an advanced yoga teacher training. And kind of, I don't really know, it sounds a bit bizarre, but I didn't really know why I signed up for the training. I just knew that I wanted to do an advanced teacher training. I've been teaching for a couple of years now. And the training was sort of designed and explained as being very tapped into the body. It's around somatic teaching, some tantra teachings in there as well. And also it was with three different teachers. So I was kind of really drawn into it because I thought, it's really nice to also have three different teachers all bringing their unique spin on things. So the teachers were Satu, Pip, and Evie. And yeah, basically it was in Sri Lanka as well, which was obviously a really nice draw to go to somewhere hot. So I went off to Sri Lanka 2 weeks after this psychic reading with Emma. And when I got to Sri Lanka, even before I was starting the teacher training, I decided to go to get a sound healing with two sound healers. And they're very big in the sound healing space. And I just felt really called to kind of get a one-on-one healing with these two sound practitioners. So as I was going to their house in Sri Lanka, I was walking through the gates of their place, and in the garden they had this gong with a big eye on the gong. And I felt a huge wave of deja vu. I've experienced deja vu in the past. I'm sure many of you have. I kind of love it when it happens because you're like, ooh, freaky, and get chills. But this deja vu was like, it didn't even feel like deja vu. It was literally like, I have been here before. I've walked this path. I was meant to be here. It was very surreal, and actually, you know, vocalized this to the sound healers because I kind of felt like I was in a safe space with them and I could share that with them. So that was my first sort of start, I think, of this sort of second awakening in Sri Lanka. So this deja vu was very surreal. But then I went into the training, and the embodiment training, if you're into yoga or if you're kind of curious to know more, I would definitely recommend to check out Satu. I'll also link her in the show notes because she was the kind of head trainer of this teacher training. And embodiment yoga has been a real game changer for me since the training. But that was kind of the main reason that I went to the training. It wasn't really to kind of look for another experience or like crave another experience. Like literally that wasn't what I was trying to do. Anyways, what happened on this training was absolutely bonkers. And what I'm about to share, I hope is not going to be too alienating, but I'm really just sharing this because I think it might be helpful to kind of, share what happened to me, but also if it ever happens to you, just to know that you're not alone, or if there's someone that in your life has this kind of awakening experience, then you know how to support them. And I think, you know, within the spiritual community, and I've shared this before, and this is kind of the whole point of the podcast, really, is I didn't feel when I had this awakening moment with my dog a couple of years ago that I could really find somewhere to go to have someone to talk to or understand more. Because when these things happen, which are so unexplainable from the logical mind, from the brain, you can start to feel like you're going a little bit crazy and like no one understands what you're going through. And we're all having our own unique experiences. Like my experience won't be the same for you, and your experience won't be the same for me. Maybe there'll be similarities in what's happening, but they are going to all be different and all special, all unique to yourself. So what I'm about to share is very unique and very personal, to be honest. And I was a bit like, I don't know if I'm going to share this because it's also just something that happened to me, and it's something I'll, you know, take to my grave. And always remember. And I'm so truly thankful to have had teachers who were able to share a safe space for this to happen within a safe space, because I know a lot of people have moved through awakening experiences and not been in a safe space and not felt protected. So I'm really grateful to have had this experience with such an amazing teacher as Satu, and also the other teachers on the training as well, Evie and Pip. But yeah, to have really held us and supported us through this. So I know it can feel quite alienating, but I'm going to share with you what happened and what I can only describe as my Kundalini awakening. So in Sanskrit, Kundalini means coiled snake, and it's this divine energy created for all of us, and it resides at the base of our spine. And Kundalini works to uncoil the snake and connect us to our divine essence. And it's said that Kundalini is an awakening to expand consciousness and express itself through the free flow of energy up through the chakras. So, of course, you can, you know, Google Kundalini. And I've read tons and tons of books within the spiritual space that kind of describe Kundalini and also other states of connected consciousness. But to be honest, I kind of thought that, I don't know, I don't even know what I thought. I just kind of read about them, but I didn't really necessarily think that they happened. And maybe that sounds really closed-minded, but I just didn't really, I don't know, I never really explored it. And until it happened to me, now I can kind of really understand not only Kundalini yoga a lot more, but also kind of, I don't want to say the point of these practices, but that there is this kind of activation that's happening through all these modalities, and it can stir up lots of things within the physical body and allow consciousness to move through and connect to source. And I also just want to point out that, you know, and also this was described from my teacher Satu, that you're not special if this happens to you. This is like literally happening just because there's this expression of consciousness moving through you. It can happen to anyone at any time. And if it doesn't happen to you, that's also perfectly fine. And you're in the right place and you're doing all the right things. You're exactly where you need to be. Okay, so so what happens? So I'm going to try to explain this as best that I can with my tongue. But it's really an illogical thing. So through about halfway through the training, to be honest, the training just felt like one big blur because I was so connected to my body. We were doing some breath work with the teacher, with the main teacher, and with kind of this whole training, I just dived in. I did not have any expectations. I just kind of put my whole self into every practice every single day. And I think that kind of open-mindedness and open connectivity was maybe one of the reasons why this consciousness expressed itself through my physical body. And also in the lead up to this training, I'd also shared in the last solo episode that I completely cut out drinking. So that was 2 months before the training. I'd really cleaned out, you know, my channels. I'd also been working a lot more through therapy and coaching sessions in the last year as well. So like, I don't know, I just all felt like I was really called to do therapy and training and coaching, cut the drinking. It was kind of like this voice of reason that I just needed to do it. And like looking back, I just feel like it all happened for the right reason. So we started to do this breathwork session and we were kind of in this breathwork session. I went to a really deep state of meditation. Probably I've never been to a deeper state in my whole life. The only way that I can describe this state through words, which is really hard to do, is I went to this state of deep, deep, interconnected, expressionless form. And that expressionless form was just this kind of void or portal, I don't know how to call it, but this space within where all reality was one. And I started to see eyes looking at me in this space. And they weren't scary. It was just these kind of eyes watching me, looking at me. And I was in this space for a while. And the space felt really beautiful. I felt more connected than ever to just being. And the trainer started to call us back from the meditation after the breakfast session. I have no idea how long I was in this place. She started to call us all back. And when I was being called back, it was like I had this surge of coming back into my physical body from this place. And this surge of energy just started to flow through my body and it just felt like I was being electrocuted. That's the only way I can describe it. It was a surge of flow of energy and it was a really intense feeling. And I think for some people, maybe if they'd felt this in their body, it could be very scary and alarming. For me, it felt really beautiful. And I think because I was in a very safe space with someone that I trusted who was leading the session, it felt very safe. And also, I think if this had happened to me 2 years ago, you know, even at the time when my, you know, my dog was dying or when I was still in a very different space mentally, I think this would have been very alarming. But it felt very peaceful and very beautiful to have had this experience. But it didn't end there. So after the breathwork session, I kind of came out. I also shared with the group what had happened, but I also think, you know, other people in the group also had very similar experiences. Others just felt very, you know, peaceful in a meditative state. But again, like all experiences were just held and welcomed. And we shared But also we kind of had some space to just be with what had happened. After that experience, the next few days were very bizarre. I just felt like, again, very hard to describe, but I'm trying my best. So my eyesight was completely different. I also felt very slow, very connected into my own body. I felt this continual wave of euphoria, is what I can only describe, moving and passing through my body. It just felt like waves of consciousness, of energy, connectedness, moving through my body. It was like after this kind of very visceral experience and physical experience in the awakening state, moving through the body, that over the next few days, it was just kind of continuing to flow through. And also my eyesight was completely different. I was looking at things, what I could only describe as like in a 5D state. So I was looking at things and like the colors were heightened. Everything felt really trippy. And I've actually never really, okay, I've done a few drugs in the past, but not not really done many drugs, especially not anything that would kind of alter your state of consciousness or try to alter your state. So I've never had an experience with plant medicine. And to be honest, this is not for me. But I can only imagine that this experience was just like that or similar to this. But I hadn't taken any drugs. So it was all just through, you know, the change of breath and then what had happened. So my eyesight was completely different. I felt like I was seeing the world from a different place. And the first day I was on cloud nine, I was like, whoa, this is like so cool, so trippy, so beautiful. And I felt really connected. But then on the second day, I was starting to get really freaked out. And like my brain now was starting to come in and saying like, this is not normal. This is not okay. And what is happening? And how is no one else having this experience? You're a freak. Like I had literally all these like things coming into my brain, like what's going on? And I spoke to my teacher who was just so supportive. And also obviously people on the training, we also spoke to each other and I felt like, okay, this is okay. Like this is fine. And you know, they just said just to ride the wave out, just trust that everything will be okay. And I was, you know, continually in this very safe space. But it wasn't easy. I did cry a lot and I did, you know, get a little bit at times feeling like I was depressed. I was just continuing to journal out, just continuing to sit with myself, continuing to meditate. But it was like a kind of completely extreme journey in a few days of, this kind of change in my body, in myself. But then after speaking to my teacher, one of the following days, and again, everything kind of just blurred into one because I was in this completely different like state of being, went back to another session. I can't even, to be honest, really remember what the session was, but it was a meditation that I went and dropped into. And similarly, I kind of went to this place of meditative state where it was kind of all oneness and all a state of just being connected to absolutely everything. And when I was there, I felt instead of being scared, as I'd done in a few previous days after this awakening Kundalini experience, like I could just trust that I would be safe and I could come back into this physical body. So I came back into the body after this meditation, and instead of just being scared and trying to like really come back quickly, I just started to really breathe very deeply and very slowly and like inviting whatever needed to pass through to pass through, because I still felt like there were these waves inside of me and something hadn't maybe quite fully shifted. So I just continued to breathe very deeply, very slowly. And the energy just started to, again, this electrocution all through my whole body just continued to pass through. And it was like waves after waves of electricity rising through my body. And I continued to do that until there was nothing left to move. There was no more electricity. What that I could only describe as electricity or buzzing, like whatever it was. It was like, ugh, it was like, I kind of want to feel it again. It was like, in a way, it was like so addictive. Now I look back, I'm like, fuck, I would love to get that again. It was like a rush of energy. But I'm not going to try and get there again because I'm really in awe of what happened. And after the energy passed through, I would say it took me about a week to kind of really land back in the body. I was doing a lot of grounding exercises. So every day I would be massaging my feet for at least 5 minutes. We were also using a lot of affirmations of I am here during the training as well, placing hands on the body, also walking in nature, connecting my feet to the elements. Like literally, I sound like a massive hippie, but I was going barefoot walking into the nature, and I've never done that. And I've probably looked at people in the past that have done that and thought, wow, you absolutely massive hippie. But that was me. So it was like literally like, what can I do to ground back into this physical body? So I got back from Sri Lanka, and I was also kind of freaked out to maybe like share the story. And I was really wondering whether I should share it, to be honest, because it was very, very deeply personal. And really, like the words I'm using right now can not really explain or even begin to explain what happened. And there was other people as well that had very similar experiences, just in completely different forms and in different shapes. And there was other people that didn't have sort of like this quote unquote awakening experience. And that was also okay as well. And again, I just want to kind of reemphasize that if you never have this happen to you, it's really perfectly fine. And if you're a light worker and you're doing work, it doesn't mean that you need to have these experiences. And to be honest, like, I wasn't looking for an experience at all. It just happened, and the consciousness just decided to move through in this sort of expression that it moved through my body. But what I can say now is that after this experience, I'm back into kind of normal life, but I'm seeing things very differently. And I feel very heightened connection to source. So I've been connecting, I think, you know, been sharing that in the podcast as well, connecting to source or consciousness, spirit, God, whatever you want to call it, to be honest, in your own terms. But I feel like I can tap into that much easier now. And I feel like my intuition has strengthened even more. But this has just happened. So I'm allowing things to land, and I'm trying not to label or, basically I'm just trying not to try. I'm just trying to just be with everything. And what happened was an amazing, beautiful spiritual awakening experience. But I'm kind of leaving it in the past, and that's what has happened. And being really present with what's happening in my body every day and every second of the day. And I think that was one of the biggest learnings for me as part of the training, but also through this awakening, is that we are just one. We are everything. We are all connected to each other through consciousness. And it's made me reflect on, again, working in this space. And I think I've been slowly kind of stepping my toes more and more into this space. But after this experience, I felt an even more deeper call. It was kind of like this sign from the universe to say, freaking hell, you had this experience with your dog. I kind of tried to show you that there was more. But now, can you really fully trust that there is really more, and that you are part of this beautiful, beautiful world that we live in? So it's been a journey, something that I didn't expect. I hope this has been helpful, and I hope to also have shared this in case you have more questions, to feel free to check in. If you have a friend or someone that you know that has been through something similar, or this might happen to you sometime in your life, it could happen anytime, then you could check back to this podcast. You can also check in with the community And this is why I also wanted to build on the community aspect of the podcast to allow people to just have conversations about completely crazy things that our logical brain cannot even comprehend sometimes. But for us to try to put that into thoughts, because I think when we share our thought streams and we share things through words, it can also be truly powerful and a way to connect us all on an even deeper level on things that we cannot even begin to understand. And maybe we don't need to understand, but when these things do happen, it's so important not to feel alienated and feel like you're going crazy, because there are stories, if you Google Kundalini awakenings, where people have gone actually quite insane, or maybe even what we deem as insane isn't insane because they're in such an awakened state of being that everyone else is insane. Well, that was deep, but you know what I mean? It's like we have this ability to share. And I really hope by sharing this story that it will be helpful. So I'm not really sure how to end this, but if you have any thoughts or questions, then you know where to find us. Check out the Magic and Mindfulness Instagram and click the show notes to check out the Patreon service. I'm really excited about the subscription. I think it's going to be really beautiful. It's only a small amount that we're asking for people to, pay for. And I think it's going to be a really beautiful community that we're going to continue to grow on and continue to build. So with that, as always, stay well, stay safe, and keep shining your lights in your own unique way. And I will see you all soon. Thank you for listening to the Magic and Mindfulness podcast. The podcast designed for the modern mystic and spiritually curious. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to follow us on Instagram to stay connected. And before we close, I'd just like to end with a very special thank you to my co-producer, George Lasbury. Stay well and see you soon.